How did you get involved in this project?
Well, do you know the name of the French composer? Because he's not really well known here, but in France, he's probably the number one, pop star, rock star in France. And he's a big deal. So this is his film, it's his score, and I was lucky enough to record a single with him called L'Eclipse in France and released it a few years ago. And after having worked with him on that, I was doing some translations for him when he wanted to sing songs in English. So I would help translate his lyrics from French to English because he trusted me to do that. And so I think when it came time for him to do a score, he wanted me to help with the translation. And then I think it seemed kind of natural that then I would sing the American or the English language version of it and do the character, basically.
You don't put your name on many things. Like, you pick your associations quite closely. So what did you like about the film? Aside from working with this composer, what else did you like that made you say yes? What convinced you?
Honestly, it really was all about my relationship with Mathieu. He and I have such a good understanding artistically. And once I trust somebody, then I fully trust them. And so when he said he wanted to do this project, I said yes without blinking because I just knew I trust his taste. I think we share a lot of the same taste. So, I mean, obviously, he sent me the script and I looked at the film, and it was a cool project. But I had a lot of fundamental trust in his work. So I just, there's some people that you kind of consider family, and you just, you trust their taste. So
absolutely.
He's one of those.
After you watched the film for the first time and you kind of seen how all the music came together, what'd you think?
I thought it was exciting. I mean, I'd never been a part of a animation before, of the process of a production of an animated film before. So for me, it was just like it was like magic. It was exciting. I mean, I'd always been a huge fan of animation. My earliest memory is the Disney film Fantasia, watching that with my dad. And I think that was my first introduction to music as well. I mean, the score of Fantasia and all the Mussorgsky and Stravinsky pieces were sort of my beginnings in music, I think. So for me to get to be a part of it from scratch and see my voice, with a character, and it was like a dream come true. The interesting part is that when you're actually doing the recording, you're not even looking at the finished animation. You're only looking at wireframes, which was really fascinating because it hasn't been rendered yet. But the film has been blocked out in a sort of wireframe version of it, but the skin and the texture hasn't been rendered. So you're kind of doing it to these wireframes, and it was a fascinating process, and I felt privileged to be a part of it.
Do you think that this is something that you'd want to continue doing in the future?
Definitely. I mean, one of my heroes, my biggest heroes, I would say top five, is Mel Blanc.
Nice.
He did all of the voices of every Looney Tunes character except the Homer Fudd, I think. And, he's like my hero. So sure. I would be psyched to be doing cartoons with a childhood fantasy.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that you play, like, basically every instrument known to humankind, can you do voices as well?
Yeah, I can't do voices. I can do voices, for sure.
Are there any voices that you're comfortable enough doing?
I can draw. Like, I don't know if you looked at an animation I did myself called Would I Be the One on my last record, Friendly Fire. If you look that up, it's an animation that I drew myself.
As far as the animations on your website, are those yours as well?
Yeah.
Oh, those are awesome. All right. Are there any voices that you're comfortable in doing now for us? Like one that kind of stands out?
The Lunian 32 Space Module 4. I am going to blow up the Earth.
You knew that was my Marvin Martian, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That was great.
What's that, Doc? I don't know. I can do all of them, pretty much. I don't know. I did a lot of voices. I think being a musician and doing voices is a, you know, is sort of goes hand in hand, or goes tongue in mouth.
So moving forward, like, what is it that you really want to concentrate on moving forward? I mean, you're doing all of these different things now.
Yeah, well, I think in my mid-30s, I was thinking that I should just be as productive as possible, so I had this say yes to everything policy, and I just tried to do as many projects as I could. And now that's sort of, it's been exciting and it's been prolific. It's been a prolific time, but it's also been exhausting, and I feel like I was maybe spreading myself a little bit too thin. So my new motto is that I'm going to do less but do it better. So I want to focus on less projects, and I want to focus more on them. So that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out how to do in the next year or so.
Okay. Is there a song off of the soundtrack that kind of resonates with you the most, one that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, I love the main one, the Amon Chatari. I don't know is it called Amon Chatari? I forget the actual title of the song, but the ballad, you know, the one that's like, the one that, the first one that opens up. I'm not near a computer, I could check. The ballad, basically, is so beautiful, and I tried my best to sort of sing in the voice that I thought Mathieu did for the character in English. It was an interesting transposition of character, and I felt good about it.
Okay, you mentioned before that, you know, you went through this process where you were kind of saying yes to things because you were trying to be prolific and, like, you know, kind of almost build a legacy. I know you just said before that you're trying to, like, kind of ease into things and, like, do, like, specific things, but what's one thing that if somebody would ask you to do it tomorrow, you would just throw everything to the side and jump right in?
That's interesting. I mean, there are so many things I'm interested in. There are so many things. Gosh. Well, one of the things that really got me out of my comfort zone and working, you know, in an area that I wasn't familiar with was trying to save New York State from being fracked. There was this hydraulic fracturing gas company initiative trying to industrialize New York State,
mm-hmm.
and drill for gas. And I spent a lot of time in upstate New York, and my family has property up there, and I had a real invested interest in not dirtying the water. So that was one. That's one thing that kind of gets me out of bed in the morning is trying to save nature, basically trying to stop, trying to encourage the energy industries of the world to choose the light and become renewable and try to phase out fossil fuels. That's one thing that I think it takes preeminence over all my silly little music projects.
You wrote a New York Times opinion piece as well about that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Was that a little bit, like, out of your comfort zone, too? Like, writing a journalistic piece for, a huge publication like that?
I think it was, probably. I mean, I did a fair amount of writing in school and college, but it had been a while since I felt that I had to, you know, spell check a paper and actually publish it. So, you know, it took a little bit of thinking, and I did a lot of research. But it also introduced me to a lot of interesting people, and I've met a lot of amazing scientists, like Dr. Hansen, who's a climatologist from NASA, who's done the biggest climatology study ever from the 70s till now, with, you know, buoys all over the ocean and measuring the temperature of the water. And Tumim Gracia, who's a geophysicist from Cornell, and he's educated me a lot about the process of drilling through the rock and all the dangers that are involved in that. So it's been a learning process.
Considering how, you know, entrenched your family is in music, do you feel like that was something that was always going to be there for you, or do you feel like it's something that you were forced into? I mean, how do you feel about, like, music in your life?
I certainly wasn't forced into it, and that's just because my mother's style of parenting was a sort of laissez-faire system. She really didn't believe in enforcing her will upon me, and I think that was a reaction to her parents who felt the opposite. And I think my grandparents' generation were very controlling with their kids. So I think my parents' generation really wanted to be sort of hands-off and, like, let their kids do what they want. And so I wasn't forced into anything, actually. In terms of music for me, you know, it's just sort of in my bones, I gotta be honest. You know, it's always been there, and it's second nature, or it's first nature for me. So it's just always been what I felt most natural doing.
You've collaborated with tons of artists over the years. Is there one that kind of stands out that you'd want to collaborate with that you haven't yet?
You know, when you ask me that, it's hard for me to say, because there's the realistic request of people that I might possibly be able to play with, and then there's the sort of dream list that probably would never happen, you know, but that would be sort of a childhood fantasy or something. I mean, you know, obviously, like, if I could just have one night to jam out with Prince or something, it would be amazing, you know, but that's never going to happen. But, you know, I'd be, like, you know, there's a lot of musicians I look up to that way, and it would be a privilege to play with anybody on that list. But, you know, someone like Prince would be amazing. Stevie Wonder, I mean, come on, you know. But it's not like that would ever happen.
So who's?
But yeah, I think I've learned a lot. I think 3 seconds in a room with someone like Prince and some instruments, you learn more than like a year in some music school.
Absolutely. So let's see if we could have a little bit of fun here. What's a song on your iPod that you love but you're ashamed of? Like, kind of like a guilty pleasure.
You know, it's funny, like, maybe because I wasn't raised religiously, but I don't have a lot of shame about things that I'm not. Like, I'm very open about, you know, about the stuff that I like. And I don't even have an iPod, but I do have an iPad.
Oh, okay.
I'm still BlackBerry. I need a keyboard. But. I don't know, I won't put it this way. Something that people might be surprised that
yeah,
I like,
yeah.
But that I really love, uh-huh, is George Michael's record Safe. Nice. I think that's really deep and great. And I think a lot of cool musicians I know, like, kind of frown on that because it's so pop and glittery and happy sounding and perky sounding. But I think it's really deep music. I like it.
Okay. Getting back to the film, how do you ultimately want your contributions to the score to be remembered? What do you want people to kind of, like, look back, like, 5 years from now and say about your performance on it?
Well, what I'm most proud of is the fact that I managed to translate the lyrics from French to English. And, you know, I think if someone who's like a ever interested in, you know, reading both versions of it and seeing the work that I did, that's kind of what I'm proud of, because, you know, you have to rhyme and stuff. The languages they're not parallel in that way, so you have to sort of make some choices, and that was something I was pretty proud of doing. So that's kind of the thing I like most, is the academic work of trying to do a good translation.